Think about the last time it rained. Maybe you were cozy at home reading a book, or you took your kids outside to jump in puddles. For me, rain reminds me of a harsh reality, trash pollution. When it rains, I imagine the piles of garbage sitting on the side of the street and think about where it goes. And then I think of Mr. Trash Wheel. We might assume that the trash is just an eyesore, or that it only affects the environment in our neighborhood. But what if I told you that the trash from your neighborhood had made its way to the Inner Harbor in Baltimore? Did you know that a cigarette that was thrown out of a car window threatens the lives of turtles, crabs, and fish? Especially for those of us living and working in the Jones Falls watershed. Our actions and decisions regarding trash are negatively affecting the ecosystem in the bay. More than 200,000 residents live within the 50-square-mile watershed reaching as far north as Baltimore County. Trash that gets thrown out of the car window, or not properly disposed of, makes its way into a stream and eventually into the Baltimore Inner Harbor. When it rains, the garbage flows off of the streets and into the storm drains. These storm drains flow directly into the streams and rivers that feed into the harbor. This problem is so substantial that in 2014, an engineer built and installed a trash wheel to collect the garbage. And I'm not talking about a couple hundred pounds of trash. Since May 2014, Mr. Trash Wheel has collected 1.4 million pounds of trash. Included in that garbage are 600,000 plastic bottles, 1,800,000 cigarette butts, and 500,000 grocery bags, just to name a few items. I'll let that sink in for a moment. Most of us have visited the harbor and enjoyed recreational activities. You've probably seen Mr. Trash Wheel there, and if you're like me, you follow him on Twitter, too. But despite his cartoon googly eyes and friendly appearance, this machine is single-handedly creating a healthier harbor. In fact, it has been so effective in its trash removal that Baltimore installed a second machine in Canton in 2016. Of course, this also means our trash pollution problem is still so severe that we need additional help cleaning the water. But Mr. Trash Wheel's efforts don't end with collecting trash. Once collected, the garbage is sent to be incinerated, which creates power for some Maryland homes. Mr. Trash Wheel was never designed to be a solution for pollution. It was simply a response to a problem. To really solve our trash pollution problem, we need to start with proper disposal of garbage. Here are a few ways you can make sure your garbage doesn't end up in the Inner Harbor. Over 70% of all waste can be recycled, including food waste, which can be composted. Buy reusable grocery bags and water bottles. Switch to recycled garbage bags. Buy in bulk to reduce packaging, and bring a bag with you on your next walk to collect any garbage. And make sure the trash that you do have makes it to the garbage can. The Waterfront Partnership of Baltimore hopes to make the harbor fishable and swimmable by 2020, and that means we need to start taking trash pollution more seriously. A cleaner harbor would be a sign of greener neighborhoods throughout the city and the Jones Falls watershed. The next time it rains, hopefully there will be less trash on the side of the road, and we will be one step closer to a healthy harbor. You can learn more about our listening area's watershed by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.